What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Monroe, and today I got a quick little, trick slash challenge that I want to share with you guys. But first, I want to apologize for this episode being up so late. You might not even see it until the day after I post it. I just got really carried away with work today, and I also started school today, so I watched like 5.5 hours of lectures, and I also had some work to get done for the business, so super busy day. That's going to happen. You just got to adapt sometimes. Like, it's just not, everything's not going to go to plan. I always plan to get my podcast out of the way in the morning, but my schedule today literally was, I woke up at 7:30, went and worked out. I ran for 2 hours. Then I came back to my house and I had a core workout for about 45 minutes. And then I went over to my girlfriend's house. She made me some breakfast for about an hour. We hung out, watched an episode of Game of Thrones. And then I came back and I watched 5 hours of lectures. I had a class in Introduction to Social Psychology. I had a class in Civil War Reconstruction. And I had a class in Learning and Memory, like a neuroscience class. So pretty interesting day of school. But super busy. And then I had a call with my business partner. We just talked, updated each other on what we got done today. And so yeah, super busy day. Sorry that this is getting out so late. But what I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this thing that I'm starting. It's called the Power List Challenge. Now, I learned this from Andy Frisella. And he's done this every single day for about 13 or 14 years. And if you guys don't know who Andy Frisella is, he's one of those entrepreneurs I talked about in the podcast where I listed my top four favorite entrepreneurs I look up to. This guy is the real deal. He's been through it all. He built a really just strong brand off of himself, and he grinded it out. You know, it's rare to see a business like his. He started out with a retail store in supplements. I think it was called Supplement Superstore, and he had one retail firm in, I believe it was in St. Louis, Missouri. And he just, like, him and his business partner would go in there and work every single day, just barely breaking even every single day. For 8 years, he said he didn't make over $1,000 until 8 years after his business. So Andy Frisella is the man. If you want to go hear me rant about him a little bit more, go check out that podcast where I listed my favorite entrepreneurs. But Andy Frisella has this challenge called the Power List Challenge, where every single day he writes 5 things he needs to get done. The 5 most important things he needs to get done in order to win the day. That's the whole concept of this challenge, is winning the day. So for example, his list, I think, was number 1, read 10 pages, because he was struggling with reading at that point in time. It was do a chest workout. It was schedule a call with one of his partners to talk business, and then 2 other tasks that had to do with his business. But it was just the 5 things he needed to get done that were the most important, that would knock, it's like kind of the big domino statement that Russell Brunson talks about, is you need to tackle every problem. And like when you're starting a business or you just need to figure out what you need to get done, it's always the big domino. If you can knock down that big domino, then everything else will just fall into place and it'll be super easy. So I challenge you guys to do this, because I am starting as well. And today I wrote down 5 things I needed to get done, and I can read those off to you right now. The first one was also read 10 pages, because I'm struggling with reading right now and I love to read. It's great. I usually read before bed so I can kind of get my mind off of the day that I had been through. Number 2 was FaceTime my business partner so we could talk business. Number 3 was brainstorm hooks for the product that we're launching. Number 4 was engage in Facebook groups to try and get some organic traffic towards our business. And number 5 was to email somebody that I'm really trying to land for a podcast interview that I'll post on here and my other podcast, The Monroe Show. So those were the 5 things I need to get done. And then also there's a few bonus things, but you got to limit it to, I'd say, he says only 5. Some people like Ben Newman say that you should only do 3 things a day, but I usually do 5 to 7, because sometimes I put on tedious tasks that were like FaceTiming my business partner, like that was already going to happen. So I probably shouldn't have been on there, but that's one of the things he highlights, is you shouldn't be filling this list up with things that are like intuitive that you do every day, like eat an apple to be healthy, or like, you know, go, go play Xbox for an hour and a half or something like that. It should be goals that are going to contribute to your well-being and make you a better person, make you a better businessman or a businesswoman, whoever's listening to this, and just to ultimately like win the day and to make sure that you are progressing every single day. Because he said that people overestimate the amount of work they can get done in 5 months, but underestimate the amount of work they can get done in like 2 or 3 years with compounding. You know, like people think like, oh, if I'm not a millionaire in a month, it's like I need to do more. I need to like fill my days 12 hours a day, and I need to become a millionaire in a month. And it doesn't happen, and they burn out. But then they don't want to think about like 3 years from now. Like if you compound every single day, if you make a power list every single day, and you actually do it, and you write down a W, that's the last part of this challenge. Is every single day when you complete your power list, you have to write a W on the page for winning the day. But if you don't win the day, if you don't do everything on your power list, then you have to start over with day one. You should be writing like day one, day two, day three, day four by all of these power lists. Now, this is something that I did for like 3 months in college, and it was working very well. But then I just lost track of it once this coronavirus stuff happened, and it was my bad for letting that happen. Just a stupid excuse. But I really think you guys should do this because, number one, it really just like it creates a lot of clarity for what like your roadmap for the day. Like when I work with no to-do list, I just am blindly going throughout my day trying to figure things out as I go. And it usually just ends up with me procrastinating and wasting time and going on social media or going on YouTube. But when you create a list for yourself, like a to-do list, you have that roadmap so that you know exactly what you're doing. And also, like, people really preach that, like, oh, like entrepreneurship, like no sleep gang. Hashtag I can sleep when I dead, you know? I gotta go to bed at 1 a.m. I gotta wake up at 4 a.m. Like the grind never stops. And like that's so unnecessary. I guarantee 90% of the people who are doing that are just filling their day with the bottom 80% of the work that they need to be doing. If you guys know what the 80-20 rule is, it's 20% of the results in your business, or all of the results from your business, come from 20% of the work, and then the 80% of the work is just useless. Like 80% of the time, you're just doing something that does not contribute to your business at all. So it's just really important to like not overwhelm yourself, you know, just get the work done. Like, what do you need to do every day to push yourself forward? There doesn't have to be 10, 15, 20 things to do because you can't do 10, 20, 30 things in a day the right way. You're going to do them all half-assed and it's not going to be productive. So pick 5 things you need to do and do those every single day. I say 5 to 7. Ben Newman would say 3. Andy Frisella says it has to be 5. But whatever you guys do, this is going to help out a lot. It's called the Powerless Challenge. And I want you guys to try it out. Do it for a couple weeks, months, maybe a year, and then reach back out to me and tell me how it's helped you or not helped you, if you liked it or didn't like it. Just let me know. Like, reach out to me because I'd love to hear feedback on these things that I tell you guys because it really helped me, but it could also not help you, or it could help you a lot. I hope it does because it should. It's just kind of, I don't see how it wouldn't, but you know, feel free to reach out to me. You guys know what my email is. It's at andrewmonroehq@gmail.com, or follow me on Instagram at andrewmonroe with 2 E's. Like always, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Peace.